But before I do that, I'll just make a comment about a general comment about the spiritual hierarchy. The spiritual hierarchy, or a spiritual hierarchy, consists, as we've seen, of a system of persons and or states arranged according to their respective positions or degrees on the scale of spirit. But it's possible for us to move up that scale. The scale itself is fixed in a sense, but persons are not fixed to that scale. It's possible for us to rise from the lower to the higher positions or degrees on that scale. And it's in this upward movement, this progression, that the spiritual life consists. Perhaps we'll be able to understand this better if we change the module, so to speak. Hierarchy is what we may describe as a vertical model. So let's change it for a horizontal model. So what is the horizontal equivalent of this vertical model? Hierarchy. The horizontal equivalent of the hierarchy is the path or way, which is, as it were, all on the level. And just as we can move up the degrees of the hierarchy, so we can move along the stages of the path or way. The two, in fact, are really the same. Which model we prefer to think in terms of is probably a matter of taste, a matter of temperament. And of course, there is what we may describe as an intermediate path, an intermediate model. And this is the model of the path up the mountain side, because this model is both vertical and horizontal. All these models have their own merits. They're all helpful to us in our spiritual life. Personally, I may say, I find the vertical model particularly inspiring. And years ago, when I was in Kalimpong, I wrote, in fact, a poem about it. I'm going to read that poem to you, just to give you a change from what some of you may have been thinking was rather a lot of abstract ideas. And then we'll get back to Vijnana and Jnana. The poem is called The Guardian Wall, and I wrote it in 1958. The Guardian Wall. With sweet, compassionate faces, hands outstretched, humanity's friends, up to the golden zenith, the hierarchy ascends. In glory on glory I see them, helpers of all of us. But the loveliest bodhisattvas are the anonymous. Lotus seated, rainbow circled in the heaven of the void, they rear about the race a wall that may not be destroyed. Its base is built of coral, the blood that they have shed. Its turrets, sheerest diamond, a life of purity led. O hierarchy celestial, O Tara, from thy throne, grant that in thy great guardian wall my life may be one stone. As I mentioned at the beginning, some people have difficulty with the idea of spiritual hierarchy. In some cases, they don't like to think that there is anyone spiritually above them. It makes them feel a bit uncomfortable, even perhaps a bit resentful. But I must say, speaking personally, I've never felt like that. I've always thought that it would be a dreadful thing if there was no one in the universe, no one in the world, who was above me spiritually, who was more developed, more enlightened than I was. Because the mere thought that there are such beings gives us energy, gives us strength, gives us inspiration, gives us hope. And this is still more the case if we happen to be in personal contact with them. And hence the vital importance of what we've come to call vertical Kalyana Mitrata, or vertical spiritual friendship. But I'm sure you're all well aware of that. When we are not in contact with spiritual friends vertically, we can at least think of the bodhisattvas, the great bodhisattvas, reflect on them, meditate on them, read about them. We can even write about them, can even give expression to our feeling of devotion to the spiritual hierarchy, just as I did in my poem all those years ago.